Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day on the 17th day of April. And so excited to be able to pray through scripture verse by verse. We're going to be in Psalm 29 today. It's a Psalm of David again. He's written a lot of these Psalms in the New International Version. And before I share it, I just felt compelled. And again, you've probably been hearing me feel compelled lately, so I'm grateful for God's unction. I felt compelled to just give you a little of my testimony. Some of you know this, some of you don't, but I grew up in a difficult environment. I was sexually abused at the age of 5. My mom was divorced several times. My father took his life, and my biological father did, and had a lot of different dads growing up, a lot of abandonment, and definitely got to that place in junior high where I wanted to take my life. And it was in the 9th grade when I began to go to Young Life, where they started talking about Jesus. And in the 10th grade, I went to a weekend camp where the whole gospel was presented, and that was when I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. And he's been taking me on a very long healing journey from that point on. I think if he had shown me all the things I had to heal from, I would have been so overwhelmed. But I just share all that with you to say you're not alone. We all can have a story. And the healing journey is long, but it's worth it. So keep enduring and keep going. And God is a God who takes ashes and makes beauty. He takes ruins and he makes a beautiful life. And so I am testimony to that, not for my glory, but for his. All right. Psalm 29 says, ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. I said that twice, but that's okay. It's important. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare. And in his temple, all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, I need to be blessed with peace. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for the story that you've given me and the story you've given to every single person who's listening today. We have a before and an after, a before we met you and an after we met you. And in the middle of that fulcrum is the cross of Jesus Christ. And we are so grateful for that. And Lord, maybe there's someone listening today who doesn't yet know you, who has not accepted this amazing free gift of forgiveness and salvation and relationship. And so I pray for them right now. And I also lift up the people in our lives who don't yet know you. I lift up my relatives who don't yet know you. And I pray that you would leave the 99 and chase the one and bring them into your fold through the power of the Holy Spirit. I can't do it, Lord, but you can. Lord, we are so thankful for your voice. In this passage, we see how powerful your voice is. It twists cedars. It shakes the desert. It strips forests bare. It is powerful. It is majestic. And so, Lord, we need your voice. We need to hear the words you want to speak over us. And Lord, if we're having a hard time finding it, I just thank you so much that you speak through your scriptures. And Lord, when I'm feeling like I don't hear your voice very often, I'll go to the Gospels and I'll just read the red words of Jesus and the voice of him, because they're so encouraging and so challenging, and they challenge my heart in so many ways. And so, Lord, maybe we're not hearing your voice today, but we can hear it in the pages of scripture. I pray you would help us to fall in love with your word in new ways and in ways we haven't before. I know, Lord, the longer I live on this earth, the more I love your word. We want to worship you and give you glory today, because glory is due your name, and your name is your character. You are good, you are powerful, you are strong, you are mighty, you are compassionate, you are empathetic, you are a God who pursues his people, you are sacrificial, you are a servant to your people, which is just surprising and beautiful. And so we love you and we worship you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you, and I just hope that perhaps today is the day of salvation for you. Maybe today is the day that you just realize you can't live this life on your own and you need a Savior. So may today be the day that you give your life to Jesus. Or maybe some of you have just kind of walked away and you feel stale and you feel like, oh, I'm not where I want to be. This can be the day of surrender, where you give up all the things that you've been clutching on tightly to and you let God have it. So that's my prayer today. Today would be a day of surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ.